Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A very wild day today for grains. We were higher in the corn and the wheat. Now, soybeans closed lower on the day, but throughout the day, the corn really rallied, closed up about 9 cents in December at 341 and a quarter. Right at the very end, someone came in and bought 10 to 15,000 corn contracts right in the last minute. So that was a pretty big purchase there. Closed right on the high, about 11 cents off the low for the December. Now, there's a lot of people out there saying that the corn futures have reached their annual low. Of course, as corn harvest is about 20% complete, the seasonality justifies it. You know, normally you make your low during corn harvest. So we'll see if that holds. A lot of people calling for it now. It's a really big crop going forward. Now, beans, they were quite a bit higher at one point today. Traded about 13 cents higher up to 9.55 in November. That's almost, or it is 50 cents off of the low. But they did close lower on the day, closed down a penny at 9.41. And then wheat futures, both in Kansas City and Chicago, higher today. July 15, up 12 and a quarter at 5.87. We've got a little bit of rain forecast for this weekend, which if we get it, would obviously help the wheat next year's crop that we're planting right now. If we don't get it, they may have to replant.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This Friday, we've got the latest round of USDA reports. They'll revise their previous crop production for corn and soybeans. Right now, it looks like the total production average guess is 14.506 billion bushels for corn. Last month, we were at 14.395, so they upped it a little bit. Last year, we produced about 13.92, so quite a bit bigger than last year. The average yield of 174.7, with the high estimate of 178.4. Last month, we were 171.7. And then for soybeans, production's estimated to be 3.976 billion bushels with the average yield of 47.6. Last month, they were at 3.913 and 46.6. So we added one bushel per acre and then about 60 million bushels overall on the crop. Ending stocks here in the U.S. estimated 2.13 billion bushels for corn, 472 billion bushels for beans. That would be about 128 million bushels more for corn, and then about actually 3 million bushels lower for soybeans, and then they increased wheat about 6 million bushels.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle up 155 at 167.85, February up 90 at 167. November feeder cattle 215 higher at 242.42, January up 190 at 235.97. December lean hogs 152 lower at 94.35, February down 112 at 91.62. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 12 and 3 quarters at 588 and a quarter. March up 14 and a quarter at 589 and 3 quarters. December Chicago wheat up 14 and 3 quarters at 506 and a quarter. December corn up 8 at 340 and a half. March up 8 and a quarter and 353 and a half. November soybeans down 1 and a half at 940 and 3 quarters. January down 1 and a quarter at 949 and a quarter. December cotton up 83 at 65.21, March up 29 at 62.57. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.